Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Billy Crone is here, ready to expose the global elites and the Antichrist. April is anniversary month at Southwest Radio Ministries. All this month, we're celebrating and thanking the Lord for 92 years of proclaiming that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Friends, would you please consider sharing an anniversary gift with the ministry this month? Your gift will help Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries continue to produce programming and resources that share the truth of the gospel. It's like giving a birthday gift that has an eternal impact. You can give your gift at our website, swrc.com, or you can call 1-800-652-1144. Thank you, friends, for your continued financial support as we begin another year of ministry, our 93rd, of bringing Christ-centered clarity to the chaos. Are the world's most powerful figures truly working for the good of humanity, or is there a sinister agenda hidden behind their carefully curated public images? Let's find out. Here's our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, with today's guest.
Have you ever noticed how everything good that our new president is trying to bring about is being undermined and sabotaged? Global elites have an agenda that is impacting every person on planet Earth, including you, my dear listener. No one is exempt. You, your kids, and their kids are being drawn into an evil net from which there is no escape except for those who have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our guest is Billy Crone. He's produced a new book and DVD set, Global Elites and the Antichrist. Billy, you've done a lot of research about the worms in the darkness. Tell us how serious this situation is.
Well, I mean, if these guys get their way, really what they're doing, Dr. Spargimino, is they're building the infrastructure for the actual Antichrist kingdom for the seven-year tribulation. And so the point for you and I, the Christian, who leaves prior to the seven-year tribulation at the rapture, is it tells us that our departure has got to be getting near, because if they basically are building the keys to the kingdom and are just getting ready to, they're basically dotting the I's and crossing the T's, which means all they need is for some guy to show up and take charge of it all. That's how far along it is. And right. It isn't just from political leaders around the world. It's not just from Klaus Schwab and the gang and the World Economic Forum and the Bilderbergers and all those other guys. It's specifically what I came across in my research, global elites, and I'm talking about not millionaires, billionaires who are individually with their money and their power, including some of them are in royalty, as in King Charles. They are actually, believe it or not, building that infrastructure for the Antichrist kingdom. And so we expose it all.
Well, that's so exciting because, I mean, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that most people are not aware of. Give us the name of some of these characters.
Yeah, we basically, the order of events, if you will, that we expose is it's global elites and the Antichrist. So basically what I do in the first section is I did the deepest dive I've ever done on all things Antichrist. Who is this guy? The genealogy, the timing, the appearance, the identity, including throughout year, all the assumptions that people said this person's Antichrist and that person, all that stuff. So we want people to understand biblically, because the Bible's the source of truth, okay, who is this guy and what can we expect? Number one. Then I go into, again, the five global elites that I'm convinced who are building what is needed for the appearance of the Antichrist. And of course, I start off with Bill Gates, also known affectionately as Kill Gates, and that is not hyperbole. Based on my research, I'll just say this bluntly. If he gets his way, Dr. Spargimino, he will become the biggest mass murderer on the planet in the history of mankind, superseding anything that not just Hitler, but Stalin, Mao Zedong, and Pol Pot ever did under communism and Nazism. But Bill Gates, we expose. Then we move on to George Soros, and boy, is he at it again. But we expose his background and why he does what he does. Then we go on to King Charles, now King Charles. Who is this guy? And a lot of people say, well, he's nothing to worry about. He's just this kind of boring British figure who every time he speaks, you want to go take a nap, and I don't need to be concerned. Well, he's in charge of what's called the Commonwealth of Nations, 50-plus countries, this guy. That's a big chunk of the planet. And so you better keep your eyes on that guy. Then we go on to super-duper hot topic, Elon Musk. Elon Musk, Dr. Spargimino, we expose the background. I'm not saying he's not doing some good with the Doge stuff. I think that's fantastic. My point is this. Okay, I'll admit that there's some good going on, but can we have a discussion about what's going on in the backyard? Because it concerns Bible prophecy. And then we end up on a deep dive on Yuval Noah Harari. And he's the Jewish homosexual guy who's a transhumanist who is encouraging rebellion against God, demonic ideas, and he's basically the guy who's the figurehead to do the second half of Klaus's economic reset. It's not just the Great Reset. It's not just an economic reset. These guys want to do what's called a human reset. It's bad enough that they want to take over the planet and install a cashless society. What's that? That's the Antichrist kingdom. But they admit that as elites, it is their duty to change us into something non-human with genetic modification and technology. It's no joke. It's on tape. It sounds like a science fiction movie, but we expose it all.
Now, this Harari guy, I believe he a little while ago spoke about creating an AI God. What's going on here? Yeah. I mean, that's like creating God in man's image. That's not the way it should be.
Well, it's not the way it should be, and that proves and tells you who they're really working for. First of all, when we did our deep dive on Yuval Noah Harari, he's not just tied to the hip with the World Economic Forum and all this stuff. He's not just a transhumanist. Again, he's homosexual, and right there tells you he's off track. And right there, it tells you that he is all about doing things not God's way. God's way is male and female in marriage. And so
Amen.
He's already off track with his mindset that, no, I'll do whatever I want with humanity, right? And then we also learned that he explained where he is getting his, quote, inspiration from the transhumanist books and these ideas that we got to change humanity into, quote, better image. And he's huge into Hinduism, meditation, altered state of consciousness, which been there, done that, wish I wouldn't bought the T-shirt as a former Satanist and New Ager. He's inviting demons to come inside. So the guy's probably demon-possessed. That's where he's getting his inspiration from. And then finally, you mentioned about going against God's image. I have him on tape a massive amount of times. He literally says, quote, they're the new gods on the planet now, and it is their duty to alter mankind's image. And what he does, and this is where it spills over into Bible prophecy, a couple different things. One is changing man into something non-human was the same sin that caused God to judge the world the first time with Noah's flood, the issue of the Nephilim. And then Jesus said, Dr. Larry, he said that Matthew 24:37, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. So Jesus said, before he comes back, you're going to see a repeat of the days of Noah. And this is what this guy's pitching. Now, they don't say, hey, we're going to bring the Nephilim back. That's too obvious. And so their terms are, we're going to bring in human 2.0, augmented humanity, or they just call it a post-human species. And when they're done, this is their goal, we will no longer be humans. We'll be upgraded in their image because of the new gods of the planet. Now, another way that it deals with Bible prophecy is the Bible clearly says that the Antichrist, in the book of Revelation, says that he's a blasphemer of God. And he even blasphemes God's name and those who live in heaven. And so he's a blasphemer. Well, that's what these guys are. And it isn't just trying to alter man into their image instead of God's image. He, as you mentioned, he mocks the Bible. He mocks Jesus Christ. He has the audacity. He does that with a smile. Yes. We got him on videotape. You know, he says that, you know, we don't need to wait for a second coming of Jesus Christ to improve humanity. A couple of geeks in the laboratory can do it today. It just mocks him. And he mocks the scripture, like you said, with AI. He says, you know, the scripture is outdated, whatever. And that's why he's pushing for AI to literally come up with an AI Bible that's, quote, pluralistic, that everybody can accept. Well, that's a Bible in man's image. That's man writing the Bible. It's total blasphemy. But here's the point. That's exactly the same carbon copy behavior that you see of the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation, including having the audacity to say that you're God. The Bible is very clear. That, too, is also what the Antichrist will do. He goes up into the rebuilt Jewish temple in the midway point of the 7-year tribulation. He commits what's called the abomination of desolation, which is what Paul defines it for. He declares himself to be God. this is what these guys are doing on tape. They believe they are gods. And so I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, but you stir all this together, and the same guys that are building the Antichrist kingdom think that they're gods, and that as a, quote, transhumanist, we need to transcend the limitations of humanity and speed up the process of evolution with science and technology, i.e. create non-humans.
Isn't this, yeah.
It makes you wonder if the Antichrist is a transhumanist as well.
Right, I know. Well, the thing that amazed me about Harari, isn't he a professor in Israel?
Yes, he's an Israeli Jew, which is, if you can believe that, number one. And then number two, but he's homosexual. And then, again, if you know anything about Israel, Israel's a very secular country.
Yes.
Israel has a lot of atheism. And believe it or not, Tel Aviv, flown in there several times, Tel Aviv is basically the gay capital of the world, certainly yes. The region. And so a lot of people don't understand that. But to dovetail off of that, to me, that answers the question. It tells me that Israel obviously is not in a good spiritual state at that time. Their eyes will be opened in the midway point of the seven-year tribulation. Good news, bad news. They finally realize that Jesus is the Messiah. The bad news is Zechariah 13, two-thirds are going to be slaughtered by the Antichrist. But the Bible in Revelation also says it likens Israel unto Sodom and Egypt. In Sodom, what happened in Sodom? And it's talking about in the seven-year tribulation. That was the homosexual issue, right? And so, unfortunately, the sad news for Israel is they in the last days, are not going to be in a very good spiritual position.
Right.
They're going to be actually equated with Sodom. And that's who this guy is, an Israeli guy who's pro that, but the country itself is very pro-LGBT and things of that nature, which God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of that sin. But again, it also fits the narrative. Think about it. Israel is in such a unfortunate spiritual state that they actually make a deal with the actual Antichrist. That is the very event that starts the seven-year tribulation.
Well, you know, the last time I was in Israel not too long ago, we had a guide who was a Messianic Jew. He claimed to be a Messianic Jew. He had weird ideas. And I'm thinking, wow, I expected Messianic Jews to have some good biblical ideas. And I love them, should love them as brothers and so forth. But when I see that this guy, Harari, is in Israel, he's teaching, I think Israel has a problem, the same problem that we do. There's a deep state right. eating the guts out of the country.
Oh, yeah. I encourage people to, if you haven't been there, let me tell you what's going on, because there's a misnomer. For instance, like people who've never been to America, they say, oh, America's a Christian nation. And as soon as you and I hear that, what do? We laugh.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be. But it's been taken over by a lot of these global elites and these people with a horrible, sinful agenda and all that kind of stuff, atheists and evolutionists and all that stuff. So we know better. But it's the same thing with Israel. Israel people, if you've never been there, they think, oh, there are all those Orthodox rabbi Jews with the curly hair and all that stuff, and boy, they're just going at the Western Wall every day. No. Now, there is an element there, right?
Yeah.
But that's not all of them. They're a very secular country.
So much of the opposition against Prime Minister Netanyahu comes from within Israel. That's another thing that shocked me.
Yeah, exactly like here in America, right?
Yep.
There's still a big conservative element, but what do we have? We have a huge element that is just undermining everything that you would think that a basic American would support. But no, and part of it, it's the same thing. Universities, you mentioned Yuval Noah Harari teaches at the university, well, it all spills downhill. If this is the baloney that you're teaching in schools, then the people in your country that go to schools, they're going to come out with that mindset. Same thing that we see over here. Where's this leftist, liberal, crazy mentality coming from? From the universities. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, there are five global elites that you need to learn about. And we're offering Billy Crone's eye-opening and heart-stopping book and DVD set, Global Elites and the Antichrist. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of Bill Gates, George Soros, and King Charles? How about Elon Musk and Yuval Noah Harari? Make sure you call us for the special offer, 1-800-652-1144, Global Elites and the Antichrist. Once again, 1-800-652-1144. Billy, let's continue our journey into the darkness, and it is really dark. So let me turn you loose and just reveal to us what your research has been opening up to people who want to learn about this evil.
Yeah, that's the key word, you want to learn. And again, let me just back up, because this is a hot topic right now. I didn't plan on it, but it just kind of worked that way. But the whole section, again, I started with the Antichrist. You know, who is the Antichrist? the genealogy, the identity, the appearance, the timing, all that stuff. And just, it was the deepest dive I've ever done. Now, here's my point in bringing all that up. For many years, as we know, it's just like kind of people who want to set dates for the rapture, which is unfortunate because it's a bad witness to the lost, because you don't know the date, know the hour of the rapture. Nobody knows. I don't care how many calculators you have or math degrees. You don't know. And the problem with that, it's a bad witness because, sure enough, it comes and goes. And then what happens? The lost laugh and mock and scoff. So knock it off. Stop. Okay. But it's the same thing now with the Antichrist. For many years, and we bring this all out in the resource, people have been saying so-and-so is the Antichrist in this. And in fact, I remember even, and we note this in the study, I remember that people used to say dogmatically that Ronald Reagan was the Antichrist. And their supposed proof was Ronald Wilson Reagan, Ronald six letters, Wilson six letters, Reagan 666. He's got to be the Antichrist. And we laugh now, but those people were dead serious. Well, of course, he comes and goes. Last time I checked, he's dead, so he can't be the Antichrist. So, and so you do this in front of the lost, and then not only that, you're very vehement about it. I don't know if they've read Galatians 5 about the fruit of the Spirit, but it doesn't say love, joy, hate. I mean, these guys, if you try to say, hey, man, that's not true, that's not what the Bible says, they go nuts on you. Now, here's my point. We have a whole section here, Dr. Spargimino, on the latest accusation for the Antichrist, i.e. Donald Trump. This is all over the place. And so we blow that thing out of the water. He is not the Antichrist. He cannot be the Antichrist. And what these people do is they cherry-pick Scripture, number one, their first mistake. And there's like 40-some characteristics, Old and New Testament, about the Antichrist. And so the point is, if somebody really was the Antichrist, you can't say, well, a couple of them kind of sort of maybe line up, and then ignore the other 38. It doesn't work that way. So that's their mistake number one. The next mistake they make is what Scriptures they do bring up is completely out of context. And I'll give you a couple of them that's right now on the Internet. And the first one I came across it, I thought it was a parody, I thought it was a joke, but these people are dead serious. And then when you try to say, hey, man, that's not what the Bible says, they go nuts, man. And you're doing this in front of the lost. But they say this, right? The people who right now are saying that Donald Trump is the Antichrist, they say it's based on Daniel when it talks about the little horn. Well, that is one of the characteristics of the Antichrist, little horn. But they say this. They say, and a trumpet is a little horn, and therefore that's Trump. What? When I first saw that, I'm saying, are you serious? Is this got to be dope, right? First of all, horn in the Old and New Testament always speaks of power. The Antichrist is a little power. He rises from obscurity, comes up, and takes over. That's all it's talking about. But for you to say that a little horn, and your definition of a little horn is a trumpet, because it's smaller, it's little, compared to a trombone, and then somehow that refers to Trump's last name, it's a joke. Now, let me give you another one real quick. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about the trumpet. Now, we are talking about a musical instrument here, a trumpet that's blown at the rapture. And so they say, well, that's referring to Trump's name. He's the last Trump. No, it's talking about a musical instrument, specifically about the rapture, and it's not talking about a person's last name. And then I kid you not, I just found this last week. Here's another one that they're coming out with. They actually show a profile of Donald Trump with his hair. Everybody always makes fun of his hair. But what they specifically do, if you look at his bangs on the side profile, it kind of hangs over or curls up maybe a little bit. They literally point to that and say, that is the little horn. I am not joking. And I'm sitting there going, you got to be joking me. No wonder people are laughing at us as Christians, because even the lost know this is a joke. And so again, the whole first section is not only exposing that current candidate that people want to try to convince us the world is the Antichrist, i.e. Donald Trump, but we try to encourage them, get back to the Scripture, man, and knock this stuff off, because you're not helping things.
Well, I think it's very important that people are being made aware of this. So, Billy, are there churches that are teaching about this today, or is that our churches not even touching this stuff because it's, quote, too controversial?
Well, and that's the other reason why we're getting this resource out, because, frankly, churches are not touching this with a 10-foot pole. All this stuff is very relevant. Number one, it's in the Bible. So, last time I checked, one-third of the Bible deals directly or indirectly with Bible prophecy. So, if you want to learn the whole counsel of God, which is what we're supposed to do as Christians, which is what a pastor is supposed to teach, then at some point you got to deal with these things, but they're not. And so Christians are being left in the dark. And the point is this, we're not sharing this for the Christian community to freak you out. If you get freaked out over Bible prophecy, you're looking at it wrong. We are not going to be in the seven-year tribulation. But God gives us a massive amount of detail about that time frame, not so that we can be prepared and get a bug-out shelter because we're going to be in it. No, we're not going to be in it. But it is a very horrible time. Jesus said it's the worst time in the history of mankind. So that you and I, knowing we're not going to be there, we could warn our loved ones, our neighbors, our coworkers, to avoid that time frame. It's not scary for us. It's motivational for us that the rapture is near. It has to be near because these things are almost here, and we leave prior to that. And so, therefore, I got to leave here. I got to take advantage of every opportunity I can, every single day, because today might be my last day to share the gospel with that loved one.
Well, friends, as always, we've run out of time. The clock has no mercy. But tune in to the next broadcast of your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Church, and we'll continue this unbelievably powerful discussion with Billy Crone. We're talking about global elites and the Antichrist.
What if behind the polished speeches and philanthropic facades, global elites are actually among the most ruthless, deceptive, and destructive figures in human history? What if their real mission is not to save mankind, but to enslave it under a satanic system that's been in the works for generations? In Global Elites and the Antichrist book and DVD, five of the most powerful figures shaping the world today and their role in building the Antichrist kingdom are exposed. This study unveils shocking, undeniable evidence of a dark, coordinated effort to dismantle freedoms, reshape societies, and lead humanity straight into the clutches of a biblically prophesied global dictatorship. This book and DVD collection goes beyond speculation. It's a wake-up call. The included DVD features exclusive content, expert insights, and additional research that complement the book's revelations, providing a powerful visual exposé of the hidden agenda shaping our world today. Global Elites and the Antichrist by Billy Crone. Order your copy of the book and DVD collection today when you visit our website, swrc.com, or by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Larry Spargimino returns with Josh Davis to share some exciting details about our upcoming tour of the Holy Land.
Southwest Radio Ministries and Prophecy in the News is excited to be going back to Israel, and friends, we want you to join us there. You can get more information about this on our website, swrc.com. On the homepage, you'll see the banner scrolling across. There's one prominent one that has my picture and Pastor Larry Spargimino's picture, and you can click on that, and it takes you to a link where you can see the itinerary and more information about the trip, how much it costs, and so many details. It's available at swrc.com. We're going November the 9th through the 20th, 2025. Again, that's November 9th through the 20th, 2025. And I'm privileged to be joined by Pastor Larry Spargimino, who's going to give us some more insight into traveling to Israel and what it was like for him going for the very first time. Pastor Larry, it's great to be with you again.
Yes, thank you, Joshua. And yes, my first trip to Israel was in 1981. I was working on my PhD at Southwestern Seminary in Fort Worth. And that year, I was picked as the student most likely to excel in biblical studies. And so I got a free trip to Israel. It was a wonderful trip. But here's the interesting thing about that. At that time, I held to replacement theology. I was a moderate preterist, but I think one of the things that the first trip to Israel did for me was to remind me that there was something special about Israel. And like I say, this was way back in 1981. I was not pro-Israel, anything of the sort. But the thing that impressed me was the fact that Israel was such a tiny nation. It was surrounded by so many enemies, and yet it had survived. And so I asked myself the question, how is it possible for such a tiny nation surrounded by so many people who just live and love to kill Jews? What keeps this nation in existence? What was the secret? How could I explain it? And I started to toy with the idea that this must be God's doing. It's a modern miracle. And that's exactly it. So I guess my my move out of preterism and out of replacement theology goes back to 1981. And so I started to read Romans 11 with a new excitement and enthusiasm. And Paul warns his Gentile readers not to boast against the Jew or the Jewish nation. And the thing that really made me wake up was verse 25, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." And so Israel's blindness is not total. It's a blindness in part, and it is not permanent. It is until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in.
Amen. And yes, you are right. We are going to be centered around Jerusalem at the beginning part of this trip, and we're talking about November 9th through the 20th, 2025, around Jerusalem, seeing so many different sites. We're going to try to pack in as much as we can so that people get to experience and see all the sites that there are, as many as we can get to within the length of time that we have. Then we'll go down south to Qumran, Masada, En Gedi, the Dead Sea. Then we'll go up north into the Galilee and see many different sites and places around there. It's going to be a rewarding trip, a relational trip, as we build relationships with one another and draw closer to the Lord. That's our ultimate goal of this, is that we can have a closer walk with the Lord, a deeper knowledge of who He is, of what He's done for us. And as we begin to continue studying His Word, our eyes, our ears will be more attuned to exactly how things transpired, the places where that happened. And we are excited to go to Israel, and we would love for you to join us. Again, you can register or find more information at swrc.com. Or you can give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry, thank you so much for your time today.
Great being with you and being with our listeners.
In Global Elites and the Antichrist, book and DVD by Billy Crone, five of the most powerful figures shaping the world today and their role in building the Antichrist kingdom are exposed. Inside, you'll discover who is the Antichrist, the royal elite, the depopulation elite, the technology and the disruptor elites. This book and DVD collection goes beyond speculation. It's a wake-up call. Global Elites and the Antichrist by Billy Crone. Order your copy of both the book and DVD collection when you visit swrc.com or when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Billy Crone continues exposing the global elites. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please, to learn more, visit our website, swrc.com.